Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska House of Representatives passed a bill that would restrict the release of certain records of convictions. The intent is to reduce barriers to employment for people who have been convicted of low-level marijuana possession crimes that would be legal on January 1, 2023. By protecting the records of these low-level crimes from types of criminal history background checks, the legislature's intent is to increase the likelihood that people convicted of these types of low-level crimes will become contributing members of society. Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins of Sitka.
The first is that it removes from court view convictions for simple possession of marijuana prior to the Citizens Initiative that legalized marijuana in Alaska. And to be clear, this doesn't make these convictions inaccessible by law enforcement or DPS background checks, but relates to court view and sort of more public and external facing records on these simple possession charges from pre-legalization.
Representative Christ Tompkins adds,
the other thing the piece of legislation does with an amendment that was incorporated in finance is that it changes possession of marijuana 18 to 20 year olds from a Class B misdemeanor, as is currently on the books, to a violation, which mirrors how we sanction underage possession of alcohol, and it establishes a fine schedule, $125, elevating to $250 for a second violation.
Despite legalization in 2014, many Alaskans remain blocked from employment and housing due to previous convictions. According to the State Department of Public Safety, 8,000 Alaskans have convictions for low-level marijuana crimes that could fall under the scope of this bill. The bill passed 30-8 and moves to the Senate for consideration. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. During a roundtable discussion with Alaska Native Vietnam-era veterans, Interior Secretary Deb Holland and the Bureau of Land Management Director Tracy Stone Manning announced that the department will open 27 million acres of federal lands to selection by eligible Alaska Native Vietnam-era veterans. Secretary Holland in a statement said, quote, "We have a sacred obligation to America's veterans. I honor the sacrifices made by those who serve in the military, and I will not ignore land allotments owed to our Alaska Native Vietnam-era veterans. I'm grateful to the veterans we met with today for their patience as we've worked through the needed analysis and the Bureau of Land Management team that moved expeditiously to deliver on the promise. The Alaska Native Vietnam-era Veterans Land Allotment Program has been championed by the Alaska Congressional Delegation, through which the Bureau of Land Management can provide eligible individuals the opportunity to select an allotment of up to 160 acres from available federal lands in Alaska. Currently, there are 1.2 million acres of available federal lands open to allotment selection. March 12, 2019, President Trump signed the John D. Dingell Jr. Conservation Management and Recreation Act into law, which included a provision allowing several thousand Alaska Native veterans who served during the Vietnam era to apply for their ANCSA land allotment of up to 160 acres after missing their initial opportunity due to their service. The BLM recently completed an environmental assessment and issued a finding of no significant impact on the effects of opening up federal lands within the Kobuk Seward Peninsula, Ring of Fire, Bay, Bering Sea Western Interior, and East Alaska planning areas to selection under the 2019 Alaska Native Vietnam-era Veterans Land Allotment Program. BLM now will complete the legal descriptions to open lands to selection, lands available for selection, through December 2025.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.